Please turn, if you will, in your Bible to John chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. We're going to read three verses today for the program, and I do hope that if you can look at them in your scriptures, you'll do so. If not, try to remember it and read them later. Let's look at the first three verses in John chapter 12. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Now, in these three verses, we have some very, very important teachings. Number one, we have the teaching that after salvation, Lazarus was made alive. He was raised from the dead. The scripture says here that he had been dead, and he was raised from the dead. And that's what happens spiritually when we get saved. We are spiritually dead, and we are raised from that deadness of spirituality to a new life in Christ. Now, Lazarus physically was dead. He was raised physically from the dead. But it is a certainly good picture of our being saved by God's marvelous grace and then becoming alive in Christ when we were dead in trespasses and in sin. And so here we find the aftermath now of that new life, the aftermath of being saved. Surely, if a man gets saved, something happens to him. You know, I have really been disturbed in recent years about so many, many people making profession of faith and claiming to be saved and claiming to be Christians, and you don't see 1 ounce of difference in their life. Well, I'm here to tell you that when you get saved, there will be a difference. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. There is a newness of life when you get saved. Now, here are four things right here in this passage of Scripture that happens whenever you get saved and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Number one, you have fellowship with Jesus Christ. Here we find Jesus coming to Bethany, and there at the house of Lazarus, he and Lazarus were at the table together, and they were sitting there in fellowship together. So whenever you get saved, you have fellowship with God. Whenever you are lost, you are without Jesus, as many of you are today who are listening to me. I'm sure there are those listening to me today who have not been saved. You do not have fellowship with God. You just don't have it. You are dead in your trespasses and sins. You do not have communion and fellowship with God. However much you might try to work it up, however much you might try to perform some religious task in order to obtain it, you don't have it if you don't have salvation in Jesus Christ. You do not walk with God. Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden until they sinned. And when they sinned, God put a stop to that fellowship, drove them out of the garden, and lost people have been out of fellowship with God ever since, until they trust Jesus Christ as their Savior and come in fellowship with Jesus Christ. So we have fellowship here in this passage of Scripture. He was seated at the table with Jesus. What a precious moment. What a wonderful time that must have been, having been dead and having gone on into eternity and then called back by God. Now, this, of course, is an unusual situation. This is something that is not happening today, and so far as I know, will never happen again until we are raised from the dead to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. But in order for Jesus to show himself as God, he raised Lazarus from the dead, and this was all in the plan of God. Well, Lazarus here now, having been dead, is now in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. What a sweet, sweet, sweet fellowship it is to be in fellowship with Jesus Christ, be able to commune with him, be able to talk with him, be able to pray to him, and know that he is there so he will answer your prayers. I certainly feel for those who are trusting in some church organization or some religion for their fellowship and not trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who are trusting only in the fact that they belong to some religious group instead of knowing that they have a direct communion and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ through being covered by his blood and being raised from spiritual death to spiritual life. Now, I intended to get to all of these today, but I'll stop with the second one. We find not only fellowship here, but it says in verse 2, there they made him a supper, and Martha served. Martha served. She was working. She was active in service for the Lord. So after a person has been saved, you're going to find them willing to work, willing to do something for God, willing to be in the ministry of the service of reaching people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, of course, Martha is in the kitchen area of their home, and she is cooking and working and serving the food to those who are there. And that's exactly what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to serve him after we have been saved. It is a joy to serve him. We are not forced into that. It is a joy to serve him. It is a great thrill to be able to do something that would tell somebody else about the Lord Jesus Christ and to give them the wonderful food of the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, my dear precious friend, it automatically follows. If you are saved, you are going to have fellowship with God. If you are saved, you are going to be doing something in service for him.